Okay, so someone wrote a game book, and requested that someone do it. So, hopefully I can make this interesting. It's kind of weird to be like pseudo gaming, but I've got my D6. I just had an orgasm like 5 minutes ago, so I'm pretty focused. And I don't have to be anywhere for the next 9 hours, so let's do this. Okay, so to fill in your character sheet below, put numbers in the Hitan and Raslan spaces totaling 8, with neither number over 6 or under 2. Lower numbers represent greater ability, so if you're really good at Hitan, but comparatively awful. Oh! Hitting and wrestling. Okay, I get it. Sorry. I swear to God, I'm not dumb. I'm just bad at, like, I don't know. Like, okay. I get it. You want a 2 in the first and a 6 in the second. Okay, so I start out with 3 stamina. Fuck, I'm gonna get a notebook. Where's my. Because otherwise, like. I got a notebook. I got a pen. Okay, awesome. Okay, so. Start out with stamina at 3. I'm not doing a portrait because that's stupid. I get a total of 8. So let's do. Let's do 3 in hidden and 5 in wrestling. Make things easier. Okay. You make the mistake of opening your eyes, taking in white, textureless, faintly glowing ceiling. Immediately, the yellow crystal embedded in the wall shimmers and hums. Good morning, it greets you in an even genderless voice. You attempt to sink into the mattress and vanish under the blanket, but the computer is not fooled. You have 3 arena fights to complete before your release. Aw, man. Okay. Not only do I have to wake up, but I have to, like, fight some people and then they're gonna release me. I wonder if that means they're gonna kill me or, like, let me out of prison or. Like, I don't know. Okay. You give up, flip your legs over the edge of the bed, and tell the computer to make breakfast. It slowly materializes a fully loaded plate on your table. Okay, that's pretty cool. Only yesterday you were posting pictures of smug, comfy frogs, but your flawless life was stolen from you when you stumbled upon an image of a group of young, attractive men and women laughing together dressed in togas. The caption read, "You have been visited by Imperial Space Hedonists of the future. Mandatory arena fights will come to you unless you post Hail Space Computer in this thread." Trusting an immunity cat, you scrolled past, only to be stolen away to Imperial Space Hedonism Prime, an interdimensional vehicle of uncertain location. Okay. The teleporter technician mentioned an immunity cat bypasser when you complained. You sigh and finish breakfast. You wish to begin, you have one new opponent available, the computer comments. To take the day off, go to 2. To accept the match, go to 3. Okay, so I go home When? Or, like, seriously, are they gonna kill me? I need to know more about this, like, weird ancient Rome planet. Space hedonists of the future, like, is my breakfast like grapes and like vodka or something? Like, I don't know, just like wine and like proto wine in the form of grapes? I don't, yeah, I'm gonna take the day off. Okay, so we go to page two. You grumble at the computer. You have declined, it states, before dematerializing the dirty dishes. Because your assigned room is tiny, the computer is bad company. Oh, and the computer's bad company. I'm sorry, I'm really tired, and I'm probably fucking this up, and it's trash. Okay. You go outside to look around. The living area for visitors, hallway with numerous dwellings like your own, is currently empty and quiet, so you wander off. You see plenty of toga-clad citizens clustered about in public areas. They look at you with curiosity and amusement, but do not approach. You visit an art gallery, a theater, a live performance. Ooh, cool. Man, I don't want to leave. I better not get into those fights. This is nicer than the town that I live in. Like, this sounds awesome. I encounter a group of citizens in a park playing sport where the participants are encased in what appear to be soap bubbles. They pilot the unwieldy, weightless things around in confusing patterns. Sometimes they fuck. You have trouble keeping score. Eventually, the structure's artificial lights inform you that it is nighttime. You wake up in the morning. After breakfast, predictably, the computer says, "If you wish to begin, you have one new opponent available." Okay, so. To take the day off, go to two. Okay, so I've already done that. So I can just sit here and dick around on the planet forever, which, like, is probably what I would do in real life, because this planet looks awesome, but. If I do it in here, I'm not gonna get to like talk to any NPCs or like hang out or like join in whatever the weird like soap bubble fucking game is. So I'm gonna accept the match and fight somebody and get on with my life. You have accepted, the computer replies redundantly. Please report to the area to Area 7 in 1 hour. Given such a wait, you poke your head outside quickly. The adjacent door is open. You can hear clanking sounds and muffling recordings of Girls Just Wanna Have. I was listening to this song today. Well, the Emily Otter version, but yeah. So that's what's playing in my head. Okay, so somebody is in there like playing Girls Just Wanna Have Fun on a fucking space harpsichord. In my head, she has silver skin. Because reasons. The opposite door is also open. It smells vaguely of a forest after a rainstorm. Okay, I have to know what's in there that smells like a forest. Like I'm on a space planet where there's artificial light. How are they growing a forest? I also have the option of arguing on the internet about which shoes are the most autistic. But clearly those are whichever shoes cost the most money. Like, yeah, so we're gonna ignore that. The nameplate of the opposite door reads Thryneal. Inside the room are a group of potted plants covering every surface. Beneath, patches of a set of furniture identical to your own are visible. As more of the room comes into your view, you see an impossibly lithe woman pressing her face to a small cactus and whispering, "Shh." She was obviously unaware of you before you saw her, but gives you a look suggesting that you should wait. After murmuring to the cactus for some time, she finally pulls herself away, leaving one hand on it protectively. Her green tunic trails behind her as she approaches you. She wears a large number of leather belts with slots to hold equipment currently unused, occasionally pausing to tell individual plants to be quiet, addressing them each by clearly different, irreproducible names. She introduces herself. Her voice is unusually high and clear. You notice that her ears are pointed, as if you couldn't already tell she was an elf. Okay. To ask about this place, go to 10. To plot an escape, go to 11. To express interest in the arena, go to 12. Okay, so I definitely want to plot an escape, but I kind of want to just like talk to the space elf chick. So I'm gonna go to 10, and then hopefully they'll give you an option to go to 11 later. Okay, and how do I? Damn it, Google. I need another hint. I never use your PDF thing. How do I go to page 11? Okay, here we go. I must go to page 10. Okay, yeah. Thranduil makes a valiant attempt to describe an interdimensional spaceship using the vocabulary of a Bronze Age forest dweller. Luckily, you've picked up the basics already and don't need to rely on her explanation. When you steer the subject to the citizens of ISHP, Thranduil sighs and attempts to be diplomatic, but eventually admits she finds their tiny attention spans and fascination with superficial entertainment frustrating. With that boundary safely crossed, the elf woman confides in you that she finds the place incredibly stressful, but continually returns to the arena in exchange for star metal to supply her people. With your free time exhausted, you say your goodbyes. Thranduil seems slightly upset that you failed to acknowledge her friends, but remains polite. You head towards Arena 7. Go to page 13. Okay, well, you can't have everything. Okay, so the computer directs you to the arena using a trail of flashing lights, leading you past the sorts of bizarre public displays from the citizens that you are already growing numb to. I'm not going numb to them, okay? You just don't want to describe them, but I'm just going to imagine that it's awesome. I imagine that there's like people like having like weird like glow stick duel fights and like eating giant flowers. And some of the flowers are like toasted sunflowers that just grow that way. And some of them are like caramel coated roses. You can eat roses, I think. Most parts of roses. And like fucking flowers made of like hyper realistic sugar. And like that one guy that they're eating, he totally signed up for that. It's not my problem. Okay. Your final destination is a white-walled elevator with doors in the front and back and a familiar yellow crystal to your left. The crystal addresses you. Identity confirmed. Welcome. Please wait. The room vibrates and you feel a small sensation of movement. Then the door ahead of you slides open. You immediately hear hundreds of voices chant, "Hail, space computer!" in unison. Outside is a circular white-walled area 100 feet across. The sound comes from above you, where rows of ISH citizens sit. I keep wanting to say ish, and I know that that's not right. On the opposite end of the area is an entrance similar to your own, with a figure standing in the doorway. You step outside to get a closer look, and the sand is crunching under your feet. Once you're close enough, you're struck by your opponent's unusual proportions. She is impossibly thin. You could probably wrap your thumb and forefinger around her bicep if she wasn't currently advancing on you, fist raised. She has pale white skin and long straight black hair falling freely over her shoulders. Her extremely exaggerated, thick black eyeliner attracts enough attention to distract you from her moderately exaggerated makeup. Wait, so her makeup is distracting me from her makeup. Okay. Wow. Okay, so I'm fighting like Susie Sue or something. Okay. She wears a loose black tank top, revealing her ribs, and a black skirt reaching just above her knees, and black boots. Okay, yeah. I'm fighting like an old school goth chick. Cool. She's totally gonna fuck me up. You hear the computer's familiar voice introducing both of you, and you find it hard to concentrate because she's getting close. Go to page 14. Your opponent is hovering just outside of your reach with a determined expression on her face, guarding herself with her arms and watching you carefully. Okay, so I can either panic or I can attack. I mean, fuck this, I'm attacking. I mean, she signed up for this, right? Like, I kind of feel bad for her because she's kind of hot, but whatever. Okay, so I pick hidden or wrestling, and I roll my die. If you roll equal to your opponent's hidden stat or lower, roll your die again and apply the matching result, and then apply the result from her hidden chart on this page. Both can happen in the same turn. Okay, so. I'm gonna pick Rosslyn because I have a higher score in it. Okay. And I rolled a 4. So. I did roll equal to her stat. So then your opponent throws. Okay. Okay, roll again and then apply the matching result. Rolled a 2. Eh. You sneak your fist between your opponent's forearms and feel. Oh no, okay. Wrong chart. You knock your opponent onto her back and pin her against the arena floor. She squeals, kicking her legs and pushing against you, but she isn't strong enough to push you off. While it would be nice to twist her arm and make her tap out, you struggle to make any progress in that area. She must have very strong bones. Go to page 20. Cool. You have your opponent on the ground. She looks up at you wide-eyed as she thrashes her body around, trying to escape. Okay, so let's roll rest again. That was a 1, which is actually equal to her stat, so my instinct to just scream fuck my life is actually not that bad. Roll again, and she's gonna hit me. Your opponent goes berserk, letting a drawn-out scream and bouncing sound. Oh, cool. After a few seconds, she applies enough force to dislodge you for an instant. Before you can get a hold of her again, she's upright. Go to 14. Your opponent is hovering just outside of your reach with a determined expression on her face, guarding herself with her arms and watching you carefully. Fuck it. Just gonna attack her again. We can do this all day. I'm being kept prisoner by an insane computer or something. And, like, the crowd is kind of enjoying it, maybe. I don't know. Are they? What do you think? Okay. So. Let's try this again. Okay, rolled a 4. So that is over her wrestling. So, you grab your opponent. She grimaces and squirms around but can't escape. If she has below 2 stamina, go to 22. Otherwise, she loses 1 stamina. Okay, and her current stamina is a 3, so we're gonna go to page 22. And we don't get to hear about her squealing and trying to escape again, which is sad. As your opponent gasps and tries to drag herself away across the sand, you overpower her, climbing onto her back and immobilizing her limbs. Her fingers grip your forearms as she tugs on you weakly, but she doesn't even come close to loosening your hold. The fight is effectively over. To make her tap out, go to 23. To choke her out, go to 24. I don't know, like, she's crazy. Like, fucking. I don't know if I can trust her to tap out. I think I might have to choke her. So. Fuck it, let's do it. You up her arm around your opponent's neck, squeezing her tightly and pushing her into the chokehold. At her best, she would struggle to escape, and in her current weakened condition, she can only kick her legs weakly. Soon you feel her go limp beneath you. The computer quickly teleports her to safety, causing you to drop the short distance to the ground as your seat vanishes. The crowd chants your name, and the computer officially declares you the winner. It's not exactly a gold medal in the future Olympics, but it definitely counts for something. Okay, so that's over, and it's the end of the game. I don't know. I have no idea if that was okay or not. But I'm gonna, like, go see, I guess.